Well, today marks the 10th anniversary of one of the darkest days in recent Canadian history. On December 6th, 1989, 14 women studying to become engineers were gunned down at École des Polytechniques in Montreal. They were chosen for their gender. Today, the Canadian Femicide Observatory for Justice and Accountability is releasing an extensive report. It's called Understanding Gender-Related Killings of Women and Girls in Canada in 2019. Jenny Wright is an expert panelist with the observatory, and we have her on the phone now live from Halifax. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Jerry-Lynn.
Oh, this is a difficult topic. It really is. Thank you for joining us. Can you tell us some of the highlights of this report?
Absolutely. So this report has documented femicides in Canada from January 1st to November 30th. Usually we do an entire year, but this year we thought it was really important to release the report on December 6th. Obviously, it's a very solemn and important anniversary, the 30th anniversary of the Montreal Massacre. And so some of the information that's come out of this to date, in 2019, we've had 118 women and girls in Canada that were murdered because they were women and girls. Some of the highest levels of violence Canada-wide were seen in Nunavut, Yukon, and Manitoba. And some of the lowest in 2019 were seen in Nova Scotia, Quebec, and in Newfoundland. Now, it's important we don't rest on our laurels and say, oh, you know, this is great that we had, you know, really low levels. And part of that is because the occurrence of femicide changes by year, and we have to look back over several years. But it's also partly our population. So we had one tragic femicide last year, and of course that was Chantal Jean at Conn River, and sadly we're coming up on the anniversary of her murder, January 9th. We had one, and Ontario had 41, but look at the difference in population. You know, Ontario has just over 14 million. So we need to be really careful. Some other highlights that came out of this that we found really shocking, 9 out of every 10 of the women who were murdered left behind at least one child. So these were parents. And so that really speaks to the profound intergenerational effects that femicide has on families and on communities. And children are literally orphaned by these experiences. There was a rise in femicides that were happening in rural areas, which is really alarming. So it was about 24% of the femicides were in rural, remote, or northern communities. And of course, that's really alarming because that is where there is a real lack of resources for women to be able to get out and to get some help. Another alarming piece that we saw with the report this year as well as last year is we're seeing a rise in women over 65 becoming victims of femicide. Usually it's women somewhere between the ages of 24 and 54, which are highly represented. But here in Canada, we're seeing this real rise with senior women. And of course, that's really, really disturbing. And of course, as we know, Indigenous women are highly overrepresented in these really sad statistics.
And Jenny, in the report, Understanding Gender-Related Killings of Women and Girls in Canada for this year, I mean, is there anything there about why the violence is continuing?
Well, I think the violence continues because we're certainly not addressing the root causes of the violence. So we can continue to see, incidents of femicide as just isolated kind of unfortunate issues, and we're not seeing it as part of kind of a persistent misogyny that we have within our society that is perpetuating this kind of hatred against women. And of course, Montreal Massacre was an example of that, but we've had many since then, up into the Toronto Danforth van killings, of course, was perpetuated by a man who was an incel who also hated women. Rates of interpersonal violence are not going down. We're not changing our educational system so that we are educating young people on consent and healthy relationships and gender equality. There's been several calls to change our educational system to really tackle it with youth. That doesn't happen. And to date, we really haven't seen the political will to help make the changes around legislation and funding and resources that we need. There's been several calls for national, Canadian, you know, action plans. There's been calls provincially for action plans and task force, but we're not seeing that happen. And we just went through, you know, an election cycle, both provincially and federally, where we actually heard very little about these really horrific rates about violence against women.
And, you know, at some point, I guess you get tired of hearing questions like this, but what can be done to prevent this femicide thing from occurring?
Yeah, so we have to start with our educational system, and we have to start very young about how we are raising awareness about, and we are teaching young children very early around what is consent, what is boundaries, what is healthy relationships. And so this is a massive overhaul of our curriculum system that would start, you know, at early development and go all the way through. And that has been done. Ontario had started a massive change to their curriculum system that we hope to see will be very, very successful. But every time there's a curriculum change, the issues around violence, around consent, around sexual violence, they're just not incorporated. And we certainly saw that Newfoundland Labrador with recent curriculum changes. So that needs to happen. Then we need a huge amount of political will. So this needs to be driven by our leaders, where resources are put in place that is going to change our judicial system, which is going to put, you know, money and resources in to looking at changes to legislation and to supporting women-led organizations who are doing the work on the ground that is funding our education system, and that we have a plan that has targets that we need to stick to. So it's a multi-layered issue, and it has to happen on many layers. But it can happen. But we continue to see this as, oh, that was an unfortunate event that happened to her, not a pervasive problem that we have right across this country.
Jenny Wright, this is the 30th anniversary of the École de Polytechnique tragedy massacre. What are your thoughts? Any final thoughts? And we have to be brief here because we're up against the clock.
Absolutely. I just think that it's a very, very solemn day, and it's hard to look back over 30 years to see that so little has changed, and that the levels of violence against women are so incredibly high. But this is also a day that we can all reaffirm to work together to make change.